Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are my Inner Circle, the ones who consciously care to be attuned to this frequency, at this appointed time and any time that I'm speaking, wherever I'm speaking, I am so grateful that you care to hear, you're caring to heed, you're caring to be present, you're caring to literally be inspired and motivated to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I'm grateful to be in this now moment of eternity that we have the opportunity to realize that we are truly in the realm of eternity, even though we are grounded and founded on a planet that is Earth, 80% water, spinning in flotation and rotation with these cosmic forces that are now aligning to support us in going deeper and reaching for the more that we each are as the personification of divinity, and to realize that it is something that we can intellectualize, but I'm just saying is that no, we have to have the practical application as to how we are able to stand on behalf of life itself, to stand on behalf of light itself, to come to a point and place where being and creating and being part of a ghetto situation that is not the creation of the creator. The ghetto and the ghetto-ness is by virtue of the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, all of the components of filth within the body temple. And that filth that has been propagated and perpetuated has externalized itself as filth upon the planet. Filth in the minds and the hearts of ones and ones. The inability to really accept the actuality and the factuality of being divinity personified. And so we want to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we are literally realigning ourselves with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of life. We care to be in a place and space where we can hear what other ones could not hear, that we are able to be in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to be under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the disease reversal, So that we are not no longer cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, inebriation, intoxication, violation, incarceration, molestation, abortion, and all of the other ills that is the evidence of a ghetto mentality. We are in a now moment that requires us to realize that every spirit has come into this realm through the sacred fluids of their mothers, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers, and then we got absolutely no support in respecting the sacredness and the divinity of any being, of all being, to realize that being a detriment to oneself, being a detriment to the realm, being a detriment to the world, creating hellacious situations when you are already immersed in the paradise, in the Eden that Earth actually is. The usurpation of the divine feminine that has laid foundation for the patriarchy and the male domination and the rape and the violation and all of that, that is the progression of error of generations that we in this now moment have to accept our care and care to accept the duties, obligation, and responsibility towards our own wholeness. Because being influenced by a system that licenses, certifies, and degrees those to maintain a system of oppression, that licenses businesses that have no other purpose other than defiling the bloodstream, poisoning the lungs, and to think that that's business. But in truth, there should be no business in undermining the rights of all beings to have the right to exalt a full effort in their living. And to come to a point and place where we realize the capacity that we have for transcending, transforming, and transmuting all of this to serve our greater good in our rising, in our coming to a point and place that no matter what we've been through, no matter what we've done, no matter what was done unto us, that we are still in the truth of all there is, these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of a presence that is all there is as existence itself. There's nowhere we've been where it was not. There's nowhere we can go where it is not. There is nowhere where we are where it is not the fullness of the substance of that which we are completely immersed in the cosmic ocean of nothing but consciousness and absolute and supreme intelligence of which we have been appropriated so much of that which constitutes the truth of ourselves. And so it matters that we, no matter what hue, no matter what ethnicity, no matter what gender preference, what sexual preferences, none of those preferences really matter when it comes down to, are you able to exalt a full effort in doing that which is truly in your best interest, in facilitating your wholeness spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, cellularly? And for all of the cars that we see in the rush hour, where people cannot really rush because there's so much congestion and constipation on the highways, which is a reflection of the constipation and the congestion in the 100,000 miles of blood vessels, capillaries, veins, and arteries within our own body temples. Coming to this place and space where all of those ones, and think about how the billions of people driving cars through the cities, through the villages, whatever, if everybody accepted their perfect and divine design and would participate in a boycott of the death industries by no longer consuming the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of artificial colors and flavors and flower products and all of this. And people would say, well, if everybody did that, then I would have no way of generating money. No, if everybody did that, then everybody would have a much greater capacity for really enhancing the viability, the increase, the magnification, the magnetization, the amplification of their own life currency. And there would be more prosperity in the realm for everybody. But having jobs that you undermine the capacity of other ones to think their greatest thought, having jobs where we are producing, manufacturing, and distributing garbage to children, having jobs where we are basically just cogs in a wheel of corporate stupidity, you understand, is not the way to prosperity when everybody is being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business that is suicide, genocide, oppression, suppression, and all manners of sickness, illness, and disease. So I'm saying that in our now moment, no, our opportunity to be rightly aligned with the purposes of existence is what we are having the opportunity to embrace. And no matter what the diagnosis, no matter what the prognosis, no matter what the ill, no matter what the pain, no matter what the disdain, I'm asking us to get to this place and space where we are centered in the absolute reality of dwelling as points of the presence of all there is as existence itself. To realize, to activate the real I that is the truth of you, to see yourself truly as a reflection of all there is. But let's transcend all of the ghetto. Let's transcend all of the filth. Let's transcend that to really harmoniously in this now moment realize that we are still immersed in nothing but the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life. And Mother Earth, Mother Nature, knows what to do with all of the filth. But our coming to a point where we are releasing that which is contaminating our bloodstream. We are letting go of the pesticides and the herbicides and the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and the artificial colors and the artificial flavors and all of that, which is poisoning our bloodstream, because the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning by contaminating the bloodstream, because the spirit is charged upon the blood. So the more filth there is in the body, the less opportunity one has to truly self-actualize and self-realize as the personification of intelligence, of being. And so there's no prosperity there. The people are in such degrees of violation, degradation, incapacitation, distortion, dysfunction, degradation. We have to come to a point and place where we are regaining our footing upon the path of everlasting and eternal life. Look up and see the infinity that you are immersed in, with the vastness of the sky. We are on a planet that is literally spinning in eternity. But we have been influenced by a program towards sickness, illness, disease, and death, and feeling entitled to have a willful disposition of being out of alignment with the will of existence, and knowing that no one can outthink the intelligence of existence. We think by virtue of it, but being suppressed and oppressed with all of this contamination, all of this rot, all of these chemicals, all of this poisoning, that is the evidence of the cancer and the heart disease and the diabetes and the kidney disease and the liver disease and all of the dis-ease that there is. We are able to reestablish the ease in our lives by remembering the divinity of ourselves. And it may seem such an arduous task when you have been steeped in adulteration, inebriation, intoxication, violation. You understand, it's hard to forgive yourself for being out of order. It's hard for you to forgive other ones for their violation, their trespasses against you. It may be hard, but it is still necessary. It may be hard, but you still have to realize that all of it is by virtue of an agenda to have us divided and conquered. And so no matter what our parents did or didn't do, give thanks that we've survived them. And that if you are a parent in this now moment, that you have duty, obligation, and responsibility to get yourself right with the intelligence of existence, so that you are dutiful in your ability to respond to what is needed in providing and securing your children upon the path of everlasting life, surviving so that we're not just thriving, but we are the evidence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God rising. And it may seem like a lot of work to do a little bit daily. You understand? Just a little bit daily. Do daily. Do daily your due diligence in honoring the perfect and divine functioning of your body temple, so that you are literally helping to facilitate the opening up and the elimination of that which is inorganic, that which is toxic, that which is acidifying, that which is not regenerative, oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, facilitating cellular repair, regeneration, and consciousness expansion. When it comes down to our knowing what constitutes real health, that is what really constitutes real health. But you can't just think that changing the diet is enough. But you have to really begin to look at everything that is permeating and penetrating you in terms of the thoughts that you are regurgitating, the information that you're applying yourself to. Because everybody doesn't have your best interest at heart. Everybody is not necessarily trying to support you in walking the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits to ever live, because those of us who are living now should represent that. We should be the evidence of that, the personification of that, on behalf of all of those ones through whom we've come, on behalf of all of those ones whose blood is screaming from the earth, on behalf of all of those who we are the beneficiaries of, their ingenuity, their talents, their skills, their abilities, their intellectual property. Let us come to a point and place where we are rising for the benefit of the whole of Mother Earth and Mother Nature, and the remineralization of the planet, and the cleansing of the oceans, the seas, the rivers, and the streams. But to dwell in filth in a body that is so perfectly and divinely designed is what the oppression actually is. To come to a point and place where we are not honoring the gift that we've been given. And for those who are talking about dying and going to heaven, or dying and go to hell, we are already in heaven. And those who are not in a perfect peace in their obedience and obeyance with what we were told, in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, and you're loving being in violation, you're loving feeding off the flesh and the carcasses of dead animal, and inebriating and intoxicating and getting high and doing this, then you will create blockage and obstruction. You will create hellaciousness. Things will fall apart all around you, because we are not in that day and time where we can be that far out of alignment and then have the fullness of the blessedness of everything, when we are not honoring the blessedness of our being. We're not honoring the gift that we are. We're not honoring the responsibility to connect to our Creator. We are not doing what is ours to do in our aspiration for our wholeness. We're not aspiring towards walking in the truth of the ones that we actually are, as the children of God, the children of light, the children of love, those who are striving for the integrity of standing on behalf of the rights of all ones to have the right to their lives. There is no way that anyone should be in a place and space where you're all right getting paid to kill people. The militarism, the might is right. You understand? We're going to bully you. We got the bigger guns. We got the bigger this. We got the bigger. No, you have the sickest people. You have the most inebriated, intoxicated. You got the most incarcerated. You've got the most of every degree of degradation and defilement that is walking as human form here. And then we are going to boast that we're that great within the world. The world, as we know it, is deserving everything that is happening because we are dishonorable, disrespectful, not reaching for the depths and the heights of ourselves, not caring to be in place and space where it truly matters as to how we stand, how we walk, how we show up and show out. And so I am consistently urging us to care, to get off the meds by clearing and cleansing and consecrating the body as the temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, that is our truth. Are coming to point and place where we are so, so delighted for our lives and the opportunity to have our lives matter, to have our lives count, to be in a place where we're influencing generations to take our talents, skills, and abilities and say, Mother, Father, Creator, that is everywhere present, use me, clear me, cleanse me, inspire me, so that I am able to truly represent this now moment where we as a global humanity are being called to rise on behalf of all of the children, on behalf of all of the mothers, on behalf of all of the fathers, all of the lineages, that we are here to honor and to give service on behalf of the establishment of the queendoms and kingdoms of God. We get what we ask for. I'm just trying to set a higher precedent for what we're asking for, other than just the money to pay rent. You understand? Who are you paying to be housed in the temple that you live in, that is your body? You can pay rent, you could pay mortgage on the physical structure that you're finding yourself in, regardless of how nice or how ghetto it may be. The issue is, who are you paying for occupancy in that body that you did not give yourself? And allowing these people to pull and poke and take and cut and burn and put us in a place and space where we are not accountable for that which we have been appropriated. And so, understanding the methodology of our oppression to oppress us at our cellular functioning, understanding the methodology of liberation to literally clear, cleanse, consecrate, and purify the body as a temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, coming to a point and place where, yes, you can hear the message. Yes, you can respect what I'm saying, but the issue is, go deeper with it. Look at those who are around you. Look at your family members. Look at the pain and the suffering and the disdain that your mothers and your fathers, your aunties and your uncles, your nieces and your nephews and have been dealing with in the end of their lives, because we are all affected by the genocide. We're all affected by it. And so are coming to a point where we are consciously caring to be some of the most influential people on the planet, more influential than Burger King and McDonald's, more influential than Chick-fil-A, more influential than all of those who are serving death to us, more influential than those who are telling you what stocks to invest in. I'm saying invest in yourselves, invest in yourself. You understand, this is not a paper game. It's not a paper chase. It's about how we honor this short period of our earth residency that we call life, our lives. And to have a real understanding and an understanding that there's a day that we came into this world, and then there should be a day in which we are able to leave the world, this realm, and to leave this realm with the fullness of the conscientiousness and the consciousness of knowing the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness, the self-mastery, the self-realization, the self-actualization, the knowing, the confidence, the confidence, the being in a place and space where we are truly exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our being, our forgiving, our mercifulness, our compassion, that we are the embodiment of the will of God, the truth of God, the light, the wisdom, the peace, the poise, the power, the potency, the integrity, the high ethic, the morality, the sensibility. Why? Because we all can embody that. Why? Because we cannot do anything else that really makes sense if we will not self-actualize. Who are you? You are this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Why are you? To stand on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come, to ensure the progression of them, to literally represent those lineages through whom you've come in behalf and to the glory of the creator of all, in the establishment of this eternal order upon the planet. See, the eternity is all there is, and there are no edicts that men can make here that are going to absolve anybody of any duty, obligation, and responsibility to be in obeyance and obedience to that which beats their heart and breathes them. The government here within these states do not beat our hearts, nor do they breathe us. You understand? None of the groups are beating our hearts and breathing us. There is one absolute and supreme intelligence that is the substance and the fullness of all there is that we all depend upon. We've all emanated from it. We should all return unto it. But the program of death is to usurp you, is to deplete you, is to put you in a position where this warring against God that started some time ago, that is the epitome of stupidity, is continuing. And it's like, ha ha, we got you. We got you. You understand? Oh, you think you're the children of God? Let me show you who you really worship. Who you really worship is how you really live, what it is you really love, what it is you are asking for, what it is you're bringing into your temple. I'm just saying, so let's clear, cleanse, purify, renew ourselves. Let us come to a point and place where we care to walk the face of this earth in the light of the truth of the wisdom of knowing that life is the greatest gift. There's nothing that man can create that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. Let us really realize that there is nothing that man can create. There's nothing that man has created. There's nothing that those who are kind of men have given us. There's nothing that we have to depend upon them for our salvation. And people can wait on Jesus all they want. And I'm saying, no, the ones of us who are coming, there's no one that's coming that's greater than the ones that are already here. Unless the ones that are already here are preparing for the greater ones to come through by virtue of our right action. But we have the duty, obligation, and responsibility to heed the light, to be in a place and space where our bodies are the vessels for our being realigned with the will of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, God being light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and law. And knowing that the fulfillment of the law is love, and love is the nurturing, the nourishing, the strengthening, the acceptance, and the knowing that that absolute and supreme intelligence is the gift of everything and everybody everywhere. The love is the harmony of the truth, and peace comes as a result of the accomplished love, the respect, the appreciation, the reverence, the acknowledgement of our cooperative opportunity to really secure our destiny as a gloriously rising humanity, up from the ditches and valleys of degradation, up from the shadow of the valley of death and the valley of the shadow of death, walking in the light of the truth of supreme intelligence, being all that we were born to be on behalf of all of those through whom we've come, coming to a point and place where it has been our blessing, it is our gift, it is that which is our right, duty, and obligation to stand on behalf of life, to be all that we were born to be, to come to a point where being is the issue, coming to a point where our love, our light, our wisdom and our truth are that which stands forward from this earth. If all the lights went out, it would be the light of our souls that would be seen from other realms and dimensions. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so I'm so grateful and so thankful. I'm being heard more and more, and being felt more and more. And I have a conscious intention to become more, so that more of you are receiving the inspiration, the motivation to be ever more disciplined in doing what is ours to do in our now moment. And there are those who refuse to honor themselves, but they still are very gifted, very talented, very wonderful people. And I'm saying it's okay to be talented and educated and beautiful and voluptuous. It's all of that is all well and good, but it doesn't make sense if we don't know how to care for ourselves and to really be in a place and space where we realize that under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, we should not feel entitled to be out of alignment with that which is beating our hearts and breathing us. And I'm wanting us to really go deeper in terms of our own personal realizations, because you are the only one who really knows what's happening with you. And you may not even know what's happening with you, but you know how you feel. You know the pain that you have. You know how winded you get going up and down the steps. You know what you used to be like. You know that there is something not quite right. You feel it. You understand? Don't nobody have to look at you and tell you what's going on with you. You are with you all the time. And so I am the one that really wants you to use every situation and circumstance to inspire you and motivate you to really exalt a full effort in releasing all of that which is not in your best interest. I've seen those who have been on alcohol, those who've been on crack, those who've been on heroin, those who've been on cocaine, those who've been on sugar, those who've been on flesh, those who've been sex addicts. I've seen people transform their lives because whatever the adulteration was, that's not your truth. You understand, your situation and circumstance is not your truth. You're being molested from the time you were little. It's not your truth. It was a circumstance and situation, but your truth is still that you at this point of an absolute and supreme presence. And to be present as supreme intelligence is what we should be aspiring towards, because we realize that the system of oppression is for the purpose of adulteration. The system of oppression is for the purpose of divisiveness, disharmony, disobedience, discontent, so that we can get trapped up in the system of incarceration. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Whichever way we go, we spend in more money. You understand, where people have lost their jobs and they've lost their wives, they've lost their families because they got caught up being somewhere, doing something that wasn't in their best interest. You understand? And for all of the alcohol, and see, this is the issue, for all of the alcoholic beverages that are sold everywhere, and then to get pulled over for DUI. You understand? I'm just saying, you are in Whole Foods having the opportunity to drink. You understand? You go to the corner stores, you go to the gas stations, you can get alcohol anywhere. And those ones who are licensing the package stores and whatnot, and not realizing that everywhere you have all of these package stores, you see that the quality of the neighborhood takes a dive. And so what would our lives be like if we were encouraged by our society, by our culture, to exalt life as opposed to dimming ourselves, dumbing ourselves, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, being filled with violation? You understand? I'm just saying, so that, no, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, our children, our nieces, our nephews, everybody is affected by the overall objective of a system that is pretty much out of alignment with the laws of life. There are no ones. I don't care how many people you have in association and corporation and collaboration and whatnot. When everybody is a detriment to themselves, you understand, then you do not have the full productivity of the company. You understand, you do not have the fullness of the prosperity of the company if everybody who works for the company is killing themselves. You understand? It doesn't matter what company you're talking about. Post office, they demanded everybody have these shots, and then all of the wealth, or I'll say this, the work ethic of the people has been compromised. The capacity that they have for really functioning well has been compromised. I'm just saying, it was a stupid edict to put us in a position where everybody needs to be shot up with stuff that they don't know anything about, this causing the brain fog, this causing the exacerbation of all of their pre-existing conditions. I'm just saying, why would they do that if it was not a conscious intention to marginalize and further depress you, oppress you, and have you as cash cow, moo cha-ching, moo cha-ching, moo cha-ching, in sickness, illness, and disease? And so, you know, they say, oh, well, we didn't have a choice. You had a choice. Well, I couldn't keep my job. I say, they could take the job and shove it. You understand? To poison you, to put you in a place. And I'm just saying, to have a job where people died from the shot, they got sick from the shot, they had sick days because of the shot. You understand? Nobody is working more effectively, more expeditiously, more perfectly because they had the vaccines. You understand? So I'm just saying, at this particular point in juncture, we can be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, and rebirthed from all of it, but we have to care to do the inner work. Why are we spending money with people who have no respect for us? Why are we buying the flesh of violated beings and feeding off of their carcasses as if it can give you something other than more sickness, illness, and disease? The acidity that's causing the hip replacement surgeries, the knee replacement surgeries, the inflammation, the swelling, the heart disease, and all of this. So, yes, to have a conversation about where we are in this particular dispensation is about speaking to the requirement and the requisite for our being qualified for continuance in existence, because we're being influenced by those who are being disqualified for continuance in existence because they are murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, and that they are in the progression of error. And this is how everything is the way that it is. But the people, we the people, can do better. And we can rise, and we can do what is ours to do, but we have to do it individually. You understand? And people say, well, so how are you going to influence the masses? You know, what are you going to do about the masses? I don't necessarily have to do anything about the masses. The masses are going to have to do for themselves. All right. And there are those ones of us through mediums of radio and internet and all of the good mindsets that so many people have to put the messages forward. You understand? And it still may be those who are at a different frequency, they're aspiring towards a different frequency. You understand? So when I say we're at WRFD 89.3, it's 89.3 FM. It's a frequency. You understand? And so we're all vibing at different frequencies. But when you are clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying your body, is so that you are the embodiment of the frequency of love itself. You understand? Love that is light, love that is law, love that aligns you with the highest frequency of the harmonization in your wholeness, so that you are joining this rise that is happening. It's happening all over the world. And I'm grateful for all of those that I have listening from all over the world. You understand? And those who are reaching out from all over the world, because we know that the world is much smaller than it's ever been. The earth is much smaller than it's ever been, because we have the genius and the technology and the minerals and those ones who have gifted us with so much of themselves, and the slave labor that has come that puts us in a place where we have the minerals to operate these cell phones and these computers. That, you understand, I'm just saying, is that the benefit that we have, the beneficence, then it's not just so that we can be slacking in life. You understand? All of what we have access to is so that we are in a much greater degree of capacity for our liberation. But if you don't care to be liberated from the depths of hell, the hellaciousness, then you won't be. You have to care, because don't nobody out here really care. Ain't nobody trying to serve you more life. You understand? Well, I eat vegan. I'd go to the vegan restaurant. I say, do you see these people who got these vegan restaurants, what they look like? Okay, so I'm just saying. Oh, sister, you ain't got to come that hard. I'm just saying, people are not here to invest in you for your cellular liberation. They are in business, okay? And you, and I can say this absolutely, that you will not heal from anything from eating at a vegan restaurant. You cannot heal from it. Your healing comes as a result of the cleansing. The healing comes as a result of the higher frequency that you align yourself with, because you will do the cleansing and release the sludge, release the pus and the mucus, release the residues, release the toxicity, release the crystallized emotions of hatred and disdain and all of the stuff that you're experiencing as a result of you being in a place and space where people have not honored you, not protected you, not nourished you and nurtured you. And so our now moment is for us to really care, to go deeper, to reach higher, to be in a place and space where you are attuning and attending to that which is needed. And to be in a place where you realize that next to your own life, your children require your energy. You can't just leave your children over here and leave your children over here and leave your children over there with people that you don't know nothing about. You understand? The system of oppression starts with the school system. The system of oppression starts with the daycare. The system of oppression. So you have to really know who and the quality of persons that you're working with, that's working with your children, if you feel like you have to work. Otherwise, raising your children is your job. And those of us who are under the influences of the systems that allow us to deal with other people's children, they're not supporting us in giving the children what they require. And the people who undermine their children, and the people who do not protect their children, and the people who violate their children, and the people who poison their children, are people who are destined to suffer, because you have been entrusted by the cosmic to ensure the progression of the children, of the lineages. We were each children. Well, I wasn't no child. I was a kid. You was fed like a kid. You ate like a kid. You ate freaking anything. And now you just turn into a piggish, hoggish kind of person because of all the pork and all of the this and all of that. And I'm just saying, it says you hear all the time, you are what you eat. You are what you eat. You understand? But what you've been eating is eating you too. Garbage in, garbage is not getting out. You say garbage in, garbage out. No, the garbage isn't getting out. That's where the obesity is. And so I'm just saying is that, no, I don't, what you've been eating, what you've been doing, the issue is that you are being called to your elevation. You're being called to the exaltation. You are being called to rise. You're being called to remember. You're being called to care. You're being called to consecrate, to purify, to be in a place and space where you stop making excuses. Well, you know, sister, it's hard. It's so hard. I'm like, you keep saying that, and it's going to be harder and harder. But when it comes time for you to be evicted from that body, and they're going to, your angel's going to come, and they say, well, why didn't you do? You're going to say, it was easier to give up your breast than it was to cleanse yourself. It was easier for you to give up your uterus than to cleanse yourself. It was easier for you to have surgeries and whatnot for you to cleanse yourself. It was easier to submit to butchery than for you to take responsibility for cleansing yourself. Well, I didn't know what you should have asked. You should have cared. You should realize how many other ones have gone through this. And so in this now moment, I'm telling you, if they tell you that you got first stage breast cancer, don't allow them to irradiate your body to fill you with chemo and radiation. That's the cleansing. That's the body done tuck this away. Cleanse the whole being. What they do, they don't give you just a localized injection at the site of the tumor or whatnot. They poison the entire body. And that chemo and radiation and whatnot is going to create cancer that comes back with a vengeance if you don't do anything differently. And becoming vegan is not enough. I'll be forward in just a bit.
On Saturday, February 1st, from 5 to 8 p.m., Habesha Inc., Atlanta's premier Pan-African organization, will be holding its 23rd Earth Day celebration. This year's theme is Earth's Elegance, celebrating tradition and sustainability. That's 23 years as a nonprofit organization serving the Atlanta community by cultivating leadership in youth and families through practical experiences in cultural education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, technology, and holistic health. Guests will receive a 3-course plant-based meal and live entertainment. Once again, the event will be held on Saturday, February the 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. and will be hosted at the Arts Exchange, located at 2148 Noonan Street, East Point, Georgia. For more information, habeshainc.org. This has been another public service announcement from your listener-sponsored and supported community radio station. WRFG 89.3 FM, WRFG.org. How do you know when the man's in pain?
We're at 404-523-8989. If there are any conversations, questions, it's a meeting of the inner circle. And so when people say, oh, so what you gonna talk about tonight? I generally talk about the same thing over and over again, just like y'all keep doing the same thing over and over again. It's like y'all keep hearing the same thing. You keep watching your programs. You keep getting high. You keep drinking all this stuff. I'm just saying. So, no, I have to have the same conversation until Coca-Cola can't serve another freaking drink in our communities, like the carbonated beverages that is filled with phosphoric acid. You know, you can get a product from the supply, the home building supply places called Restore. And Restore is just phosphoric acid. And you can literally clean the rust from the water tanks of your toilet and have it be crystal clean with the phosphoric acid, or the toilet rings in old houses and whatnot, or the bathtubs in old houses or whatever. It works really, really well. I've done it myself. Can take the whole toilet apart and clean it with that phosphoric acid. But that's what they have in Coca-Cola. That's why you can use it to clean the rust and the scale and stuff from your car batteries. And so I'm just saying is that, you know, a company that will serve you any freaking thing. These people do not have our best interest at heart. And the issue, though, is that so many of you work for these people. You work for the soda companies. You work for the cigarette companies. You work for the artificial food people. You work for these people. And while you're working, I'm saying just take 10-15% off the top and invest it in new blood. You understand? I'm not asking you to quit your job. But the issue is that the mentality that has you working, doing that which, you know, really amounts to a level of prostitution, because you're doing something that you would not do unless you were getting paid for it. You understand? And so those ones who are really in the companies that are manufacturing all of the artificially colored and candied things that are that are being distributed for children's consumption. You know, all of your breakfast cereals. I'm just saying is that you can't expect Trump or anybody else that is government to do what we the people need to do for ourselves, and that is to boycott the death industries, to be in a place where you're exalting a full effort in your living. You do nothing to undermine yourself. And I know you're happy killing yourself, but I'm just saying at the end of it, you would have failed. You would have flunked out of life. You understand? Life is school. It is the school of earth residency. And your failure to honor yourself, your failure to really look at what you're spending your money on and what you're bringing into your body temple, and failing to look at your body. It's like there's an unwritten thing where you all feel as though you're supposed to be blowing up just because you got older. The blowing up is just the retention of waste. Because you're eating that which is not utilizable as fuel. It is not oxygenating. It is not hydrating. It is not mineralizing. It is not alkalizing. It is not really facilitative of real cellular repair and regeneration, which is causing the deterioration, the degeneration, the fusion of your vertebrae, the knee replacement surgeries, the hip replacement surgeries. You understand? And so I'm just saying is that, no, we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And when you create a clean heart, a clean blood, and a conscious care and conscientiousness to really go beyond what people would tell you to do and do what needs to be done, you are creating waves of greater prosperity, not just for the company or not just for the business, but for yourself. And so as we are phasing into the end of this session of our program, I'm wanting you to really remember that there are certain things that we've heard all of our lives. It says, give thanks as if you'd already received it. To know that you were told to ask and it would be given. To knock and the door would be opened. But understand too that people who have the capacity to enhance your life by allowing you to join in whatever their effort is in this life, as a job, they need you to be enthusiastic about yourself. You understand? Because nobody really wants to hire people who are depressed. You understand? You can't have a conversation. You don't want to have a conversation. You have no enthusiasm. Your energy is so low. And so realize that, yeah, we get back what we put out there. But you'll never get back any greater than what you are. You understand? It's like the cosmic is blessing you with so much of itself. Nobody can give you more. You have to take it. You have to really embrace it. You have to bathe in it. You understand? You have to really cultivate the more of yourself. But a lot of times you're not listening to that which is really edifying you. You understand? And to come to a point and place where your own self-talk is even more important than some of the affirmations and things that you listen to. Your self-talk, you understand? Because when you listen to all of these other ones, that's not you taking responsibility for what you're telling yourself. You're listening to other people tell you or say this repetitively, and that's fine. But the issue is, what are you saying to yourselves? What are you saying to yourself? What are you infusing into yourselves? And so, claim your divinity. Claim your sonship and your daughterhood in the light of the supreme intelligence that you are. Claim it. Give thanks. You understand? You think the intelligence of existence, or that which we would call God, would have the children of God wanting in lack? You understand? See, that's the whole point. We were told, love with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. See, the obedience has to be there. And that praying without ceasing. Well, what did that mean? That means that you are always giving thanks and appreciative for the gift and the blessedness of your being, because you will never have anything greater. You cannot be envious of other ones. You can't be taking other ones' things. You understand? It's like the seven deadly sins, the covetousness. You're trying to take from other people what is theirs. You can have whatever they have, but you can't have theirs unless they give it to you. You understand? And even if they do, that doesn't mean you're going to honor it when you don't honor yourself. So the root of the matter is obedience and discipline and honoring, the conscious care to glorify, the intensity of intention to clear, cleanse, consecrate, purify, the desire for your wholeness. In the midst of it all, those who care to be in the integrity of the truth of self will attain it. Those who don't care won't. But caring has to be there, because caring is the supreme art. And for all of those who are artists of whatever media, you will never create a greater opportunity than to recreate this realm by virtue of recreating yourself. In coming to a point and place where you allow for your angels and guides to be in full communication with you, that you are fully attuned to the realm of absolute truth, absolute light, absolute love. Let us be in this space and place, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, of redemption, repentance, repair, and resurrection.